Well, the report's main message is that there's probably no greater threat to children in their childhoods than climate change. From our findings, more than 500 million children are at risk of extreme flooding and 160 million are at risk of extreme or high risk of drought. This is the first time we've been able to do this type of analysis using the state-of-the-art, both climate mapping and demographic analysis to actually calculate the number of children at risk. And I think our message to the world is that we need to act now. We've called our report Unless We Act Now, and I think we have an opportunity at COP21 in Paris to act, to be bold and decisive. And we want people to be thinking of the children when they take those negotiations, that children are at risk already, and if we don't act now, they will become even more at risk.
And tell us, which regions are most affected?
Well, surprisingly, we found that they're the regions which are also most affected by poverty and by inequity. They're places like equatorial Africa, the coastal Pacific, Latin America, small island developing states, as we know, like Vanuatu and Kiribati, the Mekong Delta, parts of South Asia, particularly south of the Himalayas. Those kinds where we're seeing high concentrations of children, and some of these countries are the richest in children, as we know, are also the most vulnerable to some of the effects of climate change.
Could you give an example of how climate change would impact on these children's lives?
Yes, there's many different dimensions of this. For example, air pollution, we know that's already changing. We know that heat stress will really affect children very strongly. Their skin is very delicate. We know that some of the health risk associated or that will be exacerbated by climate change, particularly in waterborne, vector-borne diseases such as malaria, diarrheal diseases, will be exacerbated, and children are most vulnerable to these. We know that 80% of malaria deaths are children under 5 years old. So some of these kinds of risks will hurt them. But more, they'll live in a planet in which they won't see so much of a future as we did.
And now, is UNICEF calling for specific action to be taken in Paris?
We are calling on world leaders to be bold and decisive in Paris, to take the measures necessary to mitigate climate change and for us all to be able to adapt to it. We are also calling on everyone to get involved, to see this as their issue and to see this as an issue for their children and for our children for the future.
And will UNICEF be at the conference?
UNICEF will be attending the conference. We will be holding a few events, and I think our message will really come through very strongly. This is one of the greatest threats to our children, the 2.3 billion children who inhabit this planet, one-third of humanity. They are going to suffer the effects of climate change hardest and longest, and it is our responsibility as the adults of the world to take the decisions needed to safeguard their futures.
Thank you very much. Is there anything further you think our listeners should know about the report or about UNICEF's work in protecting children from the effects of climate change?
I think as a final word, I'd say that basically for 7 decades, UNICEF has been working to protect children, and we've made a lot of gains in child survival, and we've also seen a lot of deprivation. I think we do see this as now a real threat to their survival and development, and I think as an organization we're going to do all in our power, and we hope other people will join us to protect those children and to speak out boldly and decisively for the measures needed to protect children against climate change.